This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm in the middle of eating something here. Sorry. Thought I could get it wolfed down before we came back, but let me wash it down with some coffee. Pat is standing by to take your calls at 410-922-6680. Hold on. Ah, that was good. All right. We had a caller off the air, wanted to know about the status of the Maryland handgun permits. Well, here's the situation. The Woolard decision came down. If you remember, Mr. Woolard was a landowner, a homeowner in Baltimore County that had been threatened by a neighbor. The neighbor went to jail. Mr. Woolard had his handgun permit approved because he felt he was in danger. When the permit came up for renewal, the state would not renew his application for his handgun permit, even though the offender had been left out of jail and lived a short distance away from Mr. Woolard. So federal court said that he had won, and the Maryland law on handgun permits was unconstitutional. Well, once that decision was made back in January or February, a lot of people applied for handgun permits. So here's where we are. This is a June 12th update from the Maryland Shall Issue, folks. MarylandShallIssue.org. Some of you are currently in permit limbo. Your app was accepted and the interviews may have begun. Your app was not turned back, but neither has it been acted upon. Maryland law says that you can demand a hearing from the review board if your application has not been acted upon within 90 days. Some of you are now at the 90-day mark and asking, what do I do now? Here's the answer from Maryland Shall Issue. Hold action and do not request the hearing. If you push for a hearing, you're pushing for a decision. Current state law makes it clear you'll be denied. Until the stay is lifted, Maryland State Police must deny you if you push. As long as the Maryland State Police is willing to keep everything on hold, we strongly suggest you wait until the federal court rules on the stay. The stay was requested by our Attorney General, Mr. Gansler. Now, let's see. Here's Edward in his car. Good morning, Edward. How are you doing?
Hey, just fine.
What's up?
I just wanted to let you know I'm on my way to work.
Well,
work.
Thank you for sharing. Have a good time at work.
And I just enjoy listening to your show in the morning. It gentles my mind a little bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Into the hustle and bustle of the day. It's a busy, stressful job, and I just like listening to your show.
How long do you have until you get to work?
Oh, about another 20 minutes or so.
Another 20 minutes. That's good. We'll keep listening. Keep listening.
I'll do that, and
we appreciate that.
On Saturdays.
All right, man. I'm glad to hear that. You have it?
Thank you.
Hey, Ed, hold on. Edward, hold on. Edward, you there? Oh, he left. Well, if you're listening, this is for Edward.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
There you go. Gentles his mind. That's what he said. Remember Glenn Campbell? You don't remember Glenn Campbell? Well, Glenn Campbell is still active. Yeah, he just performed on the Grammy Awards. It was his farewell deal. He's 71 years old. But back when I was growing up, man, he was the thing. He was the deal. Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, and Wichita Lineman, and yeah, exactly. Yep, Rhinestone Cowboy. You got to remember Rhinestone Cowboy. Well, Glenn has got, unfortunately, has come down with Alzheimer's disease, and he is he's on his farewell tour with his kids. So, you know, never got to see him, but I did watch his TV show. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Hello.
You're up, buddy. What's up? Hello, Vince, you're up.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go.
Oh, I would like to share, Alan, that I, too, am on my way to work.
Have you taken a shower or a bath?
Hey, listen, I got a question for you.
DNR wants to know.
Wants to know what?
DNR wants to know if you've taken a shower or a bath.
Oh, I took a shower.
Ah, well then, see, you get a gold star for saving water this morning.
Ah, I thought so.
Yes.
I don't have bricks in my toilet, though. I may lose points.
No brick in your toilet?
No, I don't have any bricks.
Oh, man. I'm disappointed now.
Listen, I have not tried braid before, but I broke down because after reading a book, I'm going to try and do some jigging.
Okay.
In the bay.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And I've pretty well got uni. The uni knot seems to work real well, but
yep.
Here's my question. That stuff is terrible to cut. What is a good tool to cut that stuff? I ended up using a razor blade, but there's got to be something better than that.
Nail clippers.
Nail clippers?
Yeah.
I had a small pair, but they didn't seem to do real well.
Really?
Yeah.
What pound test?
30-pound braid.
Oh. Toenail clippers?
Toenail clippers. All right, so I got to get a pair of those.
Try it. Try, or get a pair of the scissors, but...
Okay. All right, because I'm going, what in the heck am I going to carry with me in a boat if I need to, you know, make a repair or do something?
Well, I mean, how about your dikes, your side cutters?
I haven't tried those yet.
Well?
I may go for that.
Experiment.
I'll try that too.
Experiment. Of course, if you knew how to sharpen a knife, that would help as well.
Now, if you tied a terminal tackle, which I generally don't like to do, I like to do line to line. What do you think would be a good polymer?
Yeah. I would try the polymer to see if it works for you. If you've done some research on the braid, most of the knots work, but there are a few that will not give you a good connection. And,
all right. All right, because I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to run fluorocarbon at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, then right to the jig head.
Yep. Now, how are you going to connect the fluorocarbon to the?
Well, I'll probably do a uni to uni.
You could do uni to uni. You could do a blood knot. Blood knot works good.
I didn't think about the blood knot, but I did a uni to uni, and I did the mono at about 7 wraps, and I did the braid at about 12.
Yeah.
Before I passed it through, figuring that's going to hold pretty good, and it shouldn't cut through the fluoro.
Right. Did you double the loop?
No, I didn't double the loop.
Try going twice through.
Okay, I'll do that.
That gives you a little better buffer.
All right, I'll do that.
And for folks that have no clue what we're talking about, you're talking about a fishing line, a braided line.
Absolutely.
And you want to jig with it, and jig fishing requires a tight line with very little stretch. And when you have very little stretch, you tend to get a quicker hook set. The line doesn't stretch, therefore it doesn't give the fish as much of an opportunity to spit
right.
the hook. And it gives you a little better feel for your jig and a little more sensitivity because the line doesn't stretch like mono does.
Now, I did do mono backer on the reel itself.
No, that's fine.
To do that.
Yeah, that's okay.
You don't cut, you know, and bind up.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. I want to try it. I've been a mono man and for a while. I've been doing fluoro, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to try some of this braid.
How do you find the fluoro? Do you find the fluoro to have a lot of memory, a lot of twist?
Yeah, the fluoro, I sort of like the fluoro for leader. I don't use it totally.
Yeah, for leader, yeah, it's a good leader, no question. Yep.
Yeah, everything else I've been doing mono, but now I'm going to give this braid a try when I'm jigging. I don't know, I may switch to it totally, but
okay.
We'll see.
All right, let us know.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy, talk.
First in my toilet.
Hey, look, I'm going to keep checking on you.
Okay. I'll see you.
Me and DNR, we're going to keep our eye on that.
All right. I'll
thanks,
see
Vince.
Later.
See ya. Bye-bye. There we go. Robert Chestertown, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I enjoy your show, man.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Hey, you know, I heard a report.
Okay.
That the Chesapeake Bay crabs are plentiful this year.
That is true. Young crabs are plentiful. That is absolutely true.
And they're supposed to be larger and easier to catch and all that. Is that true?
Well, it's easier to catch. I mean, I don't know how you would judge that. I don't know about larger. I mean, I think later in the summer they're going to get a lot larger, yeah. But as far as right now, well, you know, I'll tell you something. Yeah. I got a call the other day. This is kind of cool. You know, Fishbones is a sponsor here. Bay Linex is a sponsor here, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Linex bedliners. Fishbones called and said, Alan, has your crab magazine gone to press yet? I said, no. Why? He said, a guy just brought in a 9-inch point-to-point, over 9 inches, point-to-point crab from the Wye River. I said, but do you have a picture? Yes. I said, cool. I said, do you know that is available or eligible for a citation this year and will register him in the fishing challenge? Yes. Did you register him? Yes. Good. Send me a picture. Well, I didn't get the face of the guy, but I got the crab. And here's the coolest part about the crab. The guy laid down one of those metal squares that you use in construction.
Yes, I am.
On his truck bed. And he put the crab up against it, and the points go from the 9 to the 14 inches, okay? So it's 9 inches, and it's laying on a brand-new Linex bedliner.
Oh, my.
So we got both sponsors involved in that, and both of those folks are both Fishbones and Linex are advertising in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, which is pretty cool, too. So now, Robert, I'll tell you what, we're going to have some of the magazines over in Chestertown, over there at Clark Seafood, Bill Clark's place. And, I'm sure you've gotten crabs there before, but, he'll have them. You'll be able to read all about it. What do you think?
I ain't need a crab take resume, believe it or not.
I do believe that. Yeah, they'll be there next week. Okay. Try to get them there before the 4th. Try to get them there before the 4th. You got it?
I got it. Hey, look, man, keep your program going, okay?
All right. I'll tell you who else you can find them, too, out there. Donnie Travis's taxidermy shop, too.
Okay, yeah.
And J&J up there in Rock Hall.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. See ya. Yep. Governor said we have more crabs. DNR says we have more crabs. I'll tell you, it's not been bad. If you want to know the truth, it hasn't been real bad. Let's see. What do you think? Should we call Bud at Fishbones? Huh? Let's see. Why don't we do that? Let's put a line up here. Let's see if he's awake.
Fishbone.
Hey, Bud, it's Alan. We're on the air.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good, man. I was just talking about you, talking about that big 9-inch crab.
Yeah, it was great.
Leo, I can't say the guy's last name.
You got me now.
Karpinski? Karpinski?
Yeah, that's it. Karpinski.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Nine-inch crab. Huh?
That's it.
That's the one, right?
Yep.
Cool, man. All right. We were talking about a couple things that I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
One of our callers, Vince from Chestertown, has switched over to 30-pound braid.
Okay.
Wondering what the best thing to use to cut it. I told him toenail clippers or side cutters.
That, or I'll tell you, the trick we have found, any decent scissors or clippers like that, but you got to put some pressure on it. You got to pull it. If you pull it tight, almost anything will cut through it.
Oh, so you pull the braid tight. You don't
pull the braid tight.
Ah, that's a good one. Okay, I got you.
It's real easy then.
All right, and what's your favorite knot-to-knot on that from braid to fluorocarbon, let's say?
A double uni knot.
Double uni, okay.
Yep.
I told him maybe a blood knot, but double uni you like better.
Yeah, double uni is even easier to tie pretty much
anywhere
to tie it, even on the boat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yep. All right, cool. How's crabbing?
Crabbing has been very slow in the magazine since last Sunday, but now I picked up a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
It's just part of the migration of the crabs, I think.
Yeah.
Another week we'll be in good shape, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. When will you have soft crabs?
Soft crabs. Well, we're going to start seeing some peelers coming in this week, I believe. So hopefully by the 4th we'll be loaded up.
Yeah. Yeah,
can't wait.
I'll bring my cooler.
Okay, great.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Crab Magazine covers went to press. We're going to press either tonight or first thing in the morning. We're going to the printer. So we'll be printed early this week and out by the middle to the end of this coming week. So we're
Everybody
good to go.
Everybody's really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, so am I, man. So am I.
Great.
So, yep, and your buddy's picture's going to be in there, too.
Great, fantastic.
All right, man. Hey, bud, how's the fishing?
Fishing has really picked up. You have Dolly's Lump, the Fishing Reef, which are both just below the bridge on the western shore.
Yep.
Hackett seemed to have slowed down during the week a little bit, but there'll be fish there. Pedicary's picked up. Love Point is picked up, so it's looking very promising.
Any of your customers catch a tagged rockfish yet?
Not yet.
All right. Well, you know Diamond Jim's out there.
That's what we're all looking for.
Yeah, Diamond Jim, and they're gonna tag the new round of the July fish this coming Thursday.
Fantastic.
So Diamond Jim right now is worth $10,000. If you catch him by the end of June, he'll be worth $20,000. If you catch him by the end of July,
fantastic.
Yep, and all the imposters out there, I don't know how many there are. There's dozens and dozens and
lots of them.
Yeah, they're worth $500 each. So tell all your customers.
Great, we surely will.
All right, bud, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Bud from Fishbones, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena, 410-360-0573. If you want an updated fishing report, just give Bud a call. Just take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Route 100. I'm sorry, take 100 all the way to the end, hit Mountain Road, go towards Gibson Island. You'll find them 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. Don't forget those big old crab steamers that Bud's got right there, the bushel, half bushel, and the bushel and a half crab steamers. And the reason you want to get that crab steamer, and get the bushel and a half one. I mean, why not? You know, if you steam a lot of crabs, because, you know, you might have a party or something like that. But there's another reason, too, because on your way, when you're going down 97, right there at New Cut Road, exit 12, you can stop by Schillinger, Papa John's Farm, and pick up some corn on the cob. It's ready to go. Summer is the time for picnics, family get-togethers, camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. Oh, my gosh, do I love a nice, fresh, big, fat tomato sandwich. Miracle Whip. Oh, I can just eat a tomato sandwich by itself. Or a little sweet Lebanon bologna on there. Oh, man, some fresh ham. Am I making you hungry? I'm getting hungry myself. Summer is also time for cold, juicy melons, cantaloupes, watermelons. Well, I digress. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they steam their own corn on the cob with their crabs for their great family dinner. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, I'd like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn, grow it themselves, their homegrown tomatoes, they're ready to go. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located on I-97, exit 12, 8065, New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. Phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. Phone number is 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. Even if you exchanged rings a long time ago, there's still time to set the financial terms of your marriage. postnuptial agreements, which are essentially prenuptial agreements made after you wed, are gaining traction now, and not just for those planning to divorce.
The type of postnup that we wrote about is the one that you make when divorce isn't on the horizon at all. There might be something financially that's changed that you need to have a formal agreement about with your spouse.
The Wall Street Journal's Rachel Ensign.
With a prenup, you have leverage. You know, you can just say, well, I'm not going to marry you if you don't sign this. Whereas with a postnup, since both sides need to sign it, it has to be an amicable thing.
Margaret Claw, a family law attorney in Philadelphia, says a postnup can be a good thing if one of the spouses is feeling uncomfortable about something financial that's going on in the marriage, but still wants to stay married. I'm Jim Blakemp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service, Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-932-8832 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-932-8832, 1-800-932-8832.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Hank there, Hank Jr. John in Baltimore wants to talk about a truck liner. What's up, John?
Hi, yeah. I just want to let you know, I'm not a hunter, I'm not a fisherman. I just, I'm tuned to this station all the time.
Good.
But I just want to, you know, you always talk about that bed liner you
yep.
put in your new truck.
Yep.
Right? You went to all that expense for that bed liner, but you forgot the most important thing to help to save that truck. That's to have a Z-bar underneath, you know? that would really seal the thing.
Can you even get Z-bar anymore?
Yeah, there's one fellow in Glen Burnie who still does it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be popular.
Yes. I had a Ford Ranger, and I had the liner in there, and I had a Z-bar underneath.
So. Yeah, well, I've had cars Z-barred in the past, but,
yeah,
you know... Okay.
I just was.
I mean, I haven't heard about Z-Bart in probably 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So
it used to be real popular.
Yeah, they used to spray it. They used to drill holes in the door frames and spray it inside the door frames and spray it underneath. And
yeah.
It stays gummy like all the time, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I just thought I'd bring that up. I mean, you protect the top. And it's going to rust from underneath.
we'll see. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Sean.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. Z-Bart. Man, I haven't heard that in forever. Hey, a lady by the name of Kathleen likes the show. And I'm not going to launch into everything she said about it, but we appreciate the kind words. She sent me an article from Thursday, June 21st, on GrindTV.com, GrindTV.com. Brent Crawford, whether he's captured the world's largest alligator gar will never be known because his scale bottomed out at 300 pounds, and he filleted the prehistoric-looking fish after attempting to obtain its weight. The gar Crawford landed while bow fishing recently in Texas's Lake Corpus Christi is among the largest specimens ever captured. And it was captured in a manner like no other gar was captured beforehand. The largest known alligator gar caught while bow fishing weighed 365 pounds. The largest one caught on a rod and reel weighed 275 pounds. This thing looks like it could far, far exceed that, but we'll never know. Crawford has lived on the lake for 20 years. He was alerted to the presence of several giant gar in a wide canal feeding into the lake. An enormous female was swimming with about five smaller males. According to the Corpus Christi Caller Times, was simply, oh my goodness, that fish right there is worth chasing. Well, Dave Sykes, he's the newspaper's outdoor columnist. He produced a detailed account of what happened next. Here's a condensed version. Crawford, with his bow, stalked the great fish carefully, knowing he might get only one shot. When he finally fired, he scored a direct hit, unleashing the fury of the 8-foot-2-inch alligator gar, which created an explosion of mud and water before it ran toward the lake. Big problem. The nylon cord that was attached to the arrow and attached to Crawford, of course, became tangled at Crawford's feet. And when he grabbed the line, it began to tighten. It became wrapped around his hand. Now the line went taut. The fish yanked the fisherman into the water head first. And that's when Crawford's dog, Bo, Blue, B-L-E-U-X, Blue, that would be the Cajun spelling of Blue, grabbed him by the cuff of the jeans, creating a bizarre riverbank tug of war. So imagine, your hands wrapped around a 300-pound gar that's trying to escape. The dog's got you by the cuff of the jeans, pulling you back the other way. You're stretched out. Well, you're stretched out. Crawford was ultimately able to free his hand from the cord and stand knee-deep in the shallow canal, gripping his fishing bow, the cord still attached to the mighty fish. There was no doubt who was in control, and it wasn't me, the fisherman recalled. By the way, this is a traditional recurve bow, not a compound. The gar stole 200 feet of cord in a battle that lasted 45 minutes before Crawford reeled it to the bank. Soaked and exhausted, the fisherman straddled the fish, reached for his cell phone, which he kept in a waterproof case, and dialed a friend. Friend arrived with a pistol. That took care of it. The two men used a rope and an ATV to drag the cord to Crawford's house. It wasn't until Crawford had carved up his catch that he learned the Texas bow fishing record alligator gar is 290 pounds, and the overall state record is 302 pounds. Record or no record, it was a monstrous gar, one of the wildest angling feats in Texas history. Shame there isn't a category for that. There is a picture of this man with his gigantic alligator gar, 8 foot 2 inches, well over 300 pounds, shot with a recurve bow, and battled by hand by a man from Texas. I give the guy a lot of credit. That's a hell of a fish. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. Thanks, Kathleen. Appreciate the great article. It made for great radio. 410-922-6680, if you'd like to talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. And we do know that Bay Linux and Glen Burnie does not install Z-Bart, but what they do is put the finest truck bed lining in your spray-on truck bed liner in your truck that you can find anywhere with a lifetime guarantee, nationwide warranty. And I'll tell you what. Here's the question. What's in your bed? If you have one of those drop-in liners that slide around and rattle and vibrate and allows water, noise, and dirt and everything else in your truck bed and allows things to rattle around and cracks and breaks and can actually fly out of there, I've seen them. Seen them along the road because, you know, you've seen them. Well, why not change all that? Just go ahead and invest in a Linex spray-on liner, the protective spray-on bed liner offered by Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Do you want colors? You want, you know, your bed to match your truck for your or your heavy equipment? Linex now has color-coded DuPont Kevlar. It uses your existing truck code or your paint code, you know, that's on your engine to provide you with that factory-finished look. Matches it just fine. And it offers superior protection as well. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now, they do have a mobile service, too. If you got a horse trailer, you want to spray and get the horse trailer, you know, taken care of, they can do that. Come out and spray your horse trailers or your lift gates or your, you know, your tow motors or anything else that you want to protect against the environment, protect against corrosion. They can come to your farm, your job site, underground tanks, secondary containment, all that kind of stuff. You want to know more? Visit Bay Linux at Glen Burnie online at baylinux.com, baylinux.com, or stop by at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway, exit 3A and or Ritchie Highway. Don't be fooled by imitations. Do what I do. Call 410-789. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you, too, can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Linux of Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. Now, more than just bedliners. All right. We talked about some of the things that were going on in fisheries with Bud as far as Diamond Jim coming up. They're tagging another round of Diamond Jim fish this week. But I would like you to try and join maybe Tim Hitchhue from Columbia. He caught a largemouth, 23 and a half inches at Rocky Gorge Reservoir. How about Keith Hoyman from Cumberland, 25-inch rainbow at Wills Creek? Logan Bain from Annapolis caught a 14-inch croaker in Back Creek at the Annapolis Maritime Museum. Braden Kuhn from Frederick, a 19-inch largemouth from Lake Linganore. Heath Luschel from Northeast caught two cetacean largemouth from Northeast Creek, 123-121. Abigail Willis from Marion, Maryland, spotted sea trout, 30 and a half inches. Bradley Huber from Bel Air, a big old 11-inch bluegill, Deep Creek Lake. Eric Kaufman from Salisbury, 24-inch chain pickerel. Maurice Klein from Annapolis caught a 14-inch white perch at Granbury Point. Dwayne Grimes from Sibylla'sville caught a 27-inch rainbow at Friends Creek. William Cassidy, Glen Burnie, and Robert Chrissy, they both caught tiger sharks off Ocean City. William Cassidy's from Glen Burnie, Robert Chrissy's from Cumberland. Tiger sharks. William Cassidy got a tiger shark. I can't read this. Robert Chrissy from Cumberland caught a tiger trout. A tiger trout, cross between a brook trout and I think a brown trout. 17 and a half inch north branch of the Potomac. Jeff Phillips from Dundalk caught a white perch, 13 inches at Fort Howard. Todd Sevick from Manchester caught a 40-inch striped bass, Chesapeake Beach, and Michael Metz caught a 15.5-inch crappie from Loch Raven. All of those folks are entered with their citation fish in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you, too, could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Now through Labor Day, just go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish like those anglers did, certify your catch, you're in. There are more than 60 species of fish all over the state and on the Atlantic Ocean that could qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray for the 2012 Challenge. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Question I have is, are you feeling lucky? Are you feeling lucky? You're not? Well, too early to feel lucky? I always feel lucky. Not lucky, blessed. I'm always blessed. No matter what, I'm a blessed man, very much so. Look, I got a successful magazine. I got a radio show. I get to talk to great people from all over the state. That number again is 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I get to see you for an hour on Saturday mornings. I mean, that's the highlight of my Saturday, you and Brian. I get to talk about things I love, fishing, hunting, great outdoors, with a lot of great people. And there's Alan Summers. I get to see him, too. All right. And I get to tell you about our great sponsors, too, like Sunrooms, Inc., a sunroom where you can read or entertain your friends or your family year-round in a relaxing, stress-free setting. The talented craftsmen at Sunrooms, Inc. can make your ideas come alive. Your ideas come alive in a tailor-made all-season sunroom that blends with your home and provides a climate-controlled room where you can enjoy nature even on the worst days. Sunrooms, Inc. has years of experience, uses the most up-to-date, energy-efficient materials and windows. And you know what? I've personally visited the job site right down there for a homeowner in Anne Arundel County and watched the Sunrooms, Inc.'s the guys construct a custom Energy Star rated sunroom with a lifetime warranty. Simply put, Sunrooms Inc. has the best sunroom technology, the most sunroom options, custom sunroom installation, a lifetime warranty on all sunrooms, and certified installers. Sunrooms Inc. can visit you, give you an estimate anywhere in Maryland, Delaware, or southern Pennsylvania. Visit the website sunroomsinc.net. So that's Sunrooms, Inc., I-N-C, .net. Or call toll-free 800-725-1380, 725-1380, to learn more about your new sunroom. Let's talk to some callers. Let's see, George in Annapolis and Jim in Denton. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm pretty good.
Good. What's up?
I had a quick question. I just started fishing basically last year. I moved over to Denton about 2 or 3 years ago, and I really started picking it up.
Yeah, you got some nice water over there, Tuckahoe and all those places.
Yeah. I take my 9-year-old daughter with me all the time. We got a little John boat, so I've been real blessed. So
terrific. Good.
I'm trying to figure out. I got turned on to using spoons for bluefish and catching rockfish.
Yep.
And most of the time what we do is we'll go down to Assateague or something, and we're just casting them out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm hooking up my line, I put the spoon on the end, and I try to cast it out. Now, when I get to the smaller size spoons, I'm not getting any distance on my cast. It's like it's not enough weight. Are you supposed to put some kind of weight when you're rigging those things?
Oh yeah, you can put an inline sinker in there. There's a number of different varieties at your tackle shop. Some of them have swivels, some of them have some of them are not, but what I would do would be tie a swivel on the end of your line. There's a long weight that you can buy, and a lot of the surf shops have them. Has a metal eye on each end.
Yeah.
You hook that on the swivel. Okay, and then you tie your line to the weight. Or you can tie a leader to a swivel and then use a swivel, in a snap swivel, on the other end of the weight. So you can put an inline sinker on there.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So you come down, you rig, you know, you either tie the sinker on or you tie the swivel on, snap the weight to the swivel, go the other way, snap another swivel on, tie a leader onto the weight. So you effectively have a weight 18 inches, 2 feet up your line, and then your spoon on the end.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You got that?
Yep.
That makes it much easier, man.
Thanks.
The other alternative is to use a three-way swivel.
Okay.
Tie your line to one eye, tie your leader to the other eye, okay, with your spoon on the end.
Uh-huh.
And then tie a little dropper on there, maybe a 6-inch dropper, and tie a weight on that.
Oh, okay.
And you can do that too. And that way, when the weight goes out, the weight goes down, the weight is bumping along the bottom, and your spoon is on a free line behind it.
Oh, yeah. And
the other alternative, other than a weight, is on that three-way swivel, put a bucktail jig on a little short dropper, maybe a foot, and make your other leader maybe 2 to 3 feet or 30 inches or so. So you've got a double rig on a three-way swivel. You've got two attractants. One's a jig, one's a spoon. And then you can put a piece of peeler or, you know, pork rind strip or a strip of, you know, some kind of bait, you know, strip of fish bait or something on that bucktail on the bottom when you're casting in the surf.
Oh, okay.
You with me?
Yep, I got you.
Three-way swivel, dropper, bucktail.
Yep.
Other end, 30 inches out, is your spoon.
All right. I really appreciate the advice.
No problem, buddy. Let us know how you make out.
Hey, I will.
All right. See you. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. George in Annapolis. Yes, sir.
Hi, this is George. How you doing?
I'm good, George. How are you? This is Alan. What's
I'm
up?
Alan. I'm down in Annapolis today. I work here, but I actually live in Pikesville.
Okay.
And
we won't hold that against you.
No, well, there's several places I thought about taking my grandkids. They're 7, 9, 11, and 16.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if they need... They've never been fishing in their life.
Anybody under 16, the cutoff is 16 for a license. If they turn 16, they need to buy a fishing license.
Okay.
And the next free fishing day is 4th of July, which means you don't even need a license to take them out fishing on the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, I thought about taking them maybe next Saturday.
No, that's fine. You'll need a license, but they don't.
Okay.
Anybody under 16?
But if I don't fish, I don't need a license. Is that right?
As long as you don't touch a fishing rod.
Okay.
And if you are helping and you're touching a fishing rod, I would suggest you get a license.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just how picky some of the NRP guys are.
Yeah, I know them very well. I'm sitting in the building right now. I'm sitting in the lobby, the old building where it used to be. And,
well, then you know how those guys can be.
Well, I know most of them.
Oh, I hear you.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, George, that's a disadvantage if you know, because you know they'll write you up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to know, say one of the kids will happen. Say I took them down to Sandy Point and rented one of the boats down there and took them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they just happened to catch a Diamond Jim.
What about
Is there age limit?
No, no way, baby. No, I mean, I'd love to see some kid catch a Diamond Jim. That'd be awesome.
Well, that'd be great.
That would be terrific, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I saw some people that I know well. They went down to the harbor right here in Annapolis, and they came back with bushel crabs. I mean, they were big things.
Oh, nice.
Huge, right down off the down Annapolis Harbor here.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Okay. You answer my question about the age and about if I need a license, though.
Yep.
But now they made it hard. You can't come to this building anymore for a license. You got to go someplace else to get it.
Yeah, you go to a local tackle store or something like that. There's a couple
close. What about Sandy Point? Do they have them down there, too?
I don't know. I don't know. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. I would get one before you head down there.
Okay, so if I'm going down Ritchie Highway, what's the closest place?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of them on Ritchie Highway. I mean, you're in Annapolis, or where do you live?
I'll be coming from Pikesville.
Just swing off there at Beltway Exit 9 and head over to Clyde's Sports Shop. You can go down if you're on Ritchie Highway. There's probably a couple places.
Okay.
But any of your license-issuing agents, buddy.
Okay, and also... Everybody in the boat needs a life preserver. Of course, I
absolutely,
kids,
yes, sir, I mean, absolutely.
There's no more of that flotation seat than they used to have.
Right. I would get everybody a little. I would get everybody a little life jacket. Yeah. They're like $10 or something like that. You know, you can pick them up pretty inexpensively. Just make sure that they fit well. And the main thing is to have the little float behind their head to keep their head up out of the water.
Right.
The collar.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alan.
All right, buddy.
One day I'm going to call and tell you about the time that an elk ran into my vehicle out of the Grand Canyon. I can't believe the damage.
I can believe the damage. Yes, sir. I just hit a deer on 70 back in November. That was $5,000 to my brand new truck.
Gee.
Yeah, I know. So.
Well, I'm going to give you a call one Saturday and tell you about this.
I would love to hear that story, George.
I sure will.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Jerry, good morning. How are you, Jerry?
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I haven't picked up my crabbing license yet this year, but somebody told me, or local people said that they've done away with the Wednesday, or is it still no crabbing on Wednesday?
You would ask me that. I'm the guy that put out the crab magazine. Good question. Let's see. It is illegal for a recreational crabber to sell crabs without a license, possess, to fish, to set... Crabbing license without a license. License. That's it. Let's see. I am looking to see if the hours are here in the Maryland Fishing Guide. That's a hell of a question. Let's see. Here we go. Recreational crab season, size limits and fees, April 1st to December 15th. Time restrictions. Whenever there's No crabbing on Wednesdays. In the no crabbing on Wednesdays except in Chesapeake Bay when using crab pots from private piers, when using seines, hand lines, or dip nets, or no crabbing on a Wednesday during a week when a state or federal holiday falls on Wednesday or Thursday. So on the 4th of July, I guess you'd be allowed to crab. But the answer is no crabbing on Wednesdays.
I appreciate it.
There you go, buddy. Try to do my best.
Thank you.
You got it. See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have I told you about Tochterman's yet? I haven't. I'll probably be headed down there today to see Tony and say hi, see what's going on. But, you know, Tochterman's has been around since 1916. And we got to get those guys back on the air because they can answer a lot of questions that I stumble over from time to time, which isn't many, but just kidding. But if you head downtown, you owe it to yourself to stop by Tochterman's. If you get down at night, drive into Fells Point, go out Eastern Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway, and just observe, just look, take a picture of the sign on Tochterman's Fish and Tackle store. It is absolutely spectacular. It's a giant bass with their name, Tochterman's, in neon. It's been there since the 50s. It is absolutely spectacular. And right there, 1919, 1925 Eastern Avenue is where you will find 1,000 fishing rods on display. Walk in, and you can touch a rod on your left and on your right, and you don't even have to spread your arms very wide. There are 600 or 700 fishing reels that you can play with. There is an abundance of all kinds of tackle for bass fishing, for panfish, for bottom fishing, for striped bass, for offshore fishing. And all the tackle, all the line, all the reels, all the weights and terminal tackle and accessories that you need to go with it. Fly fishing that is dedicated to its own room. Lure building has its own room upstairs, lure building and fly tie. They've got all the materials, all the hooks, all the jig molds. Everything you need, want, or imagine for fishing is at Tochterman's. Tochterman's is all fishing all the time. And here's the best part. They have the experts to back all that up. And some cool stuff, too. The largest collection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses I've ever seen. I think there's 6 different types of rain gear. There's boots and waders and, well, I just can't say enough. Just can't say enough. They'll help you every step of the way. They'll set you up from beginning to end. And by the way, did I mention the bloodworms? Tochterman's Fishing Tackle in Baltimore, Maryland in 1919-1925 Eastern Avenue is the world epicenter. The world epicenter for bloodworms. They've got the biggest, the juiciest, the most fantastic, phenomenal, tastiest, most delicious, and scrumptious bloodworms you could ever meet. Miss D names each and every one of those bloodworms. Every morning, she gives them a little kit. No, she doesn't give them a little kit. She tells them that they're going fishing, and they're all happy. So when you pick them up and you confirm that they're going fishing, they're ready to go. 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942 is the number for Tochterman's. Owe it to yourself to stop in. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And one more time, we're going to tell you that Diamond Jim, the new round of Diamond Jim, is going to be tagged this week. The Maryland Fishing Challenge, from now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish. He's worth $10,000 if you catch him by the end of the month. If you don't, he'll be worth $20,000 if you catch him by the end of July. Now, catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you might just have won that great big prize. But even if it isn't Diamond Jim himself, he's got scores of imposters out there, and they're worth at least $500 apiece. It's in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Citation-sized fish also get you in. You could win great prizes like the boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shops. You could win a vacation from the World Fishing Network, or even thousands in tackle from Bill's Fishing Center out there in Western Maryland. DNR.Maryland.gov, www.DNR.Maryland.gov for all the details on the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim and honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. Are you feeling lucky?
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, don't forget, this coming week, Thursday, a couple things are happening. Open house for the future Bloody Dam from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Catonsville Public Library, 1100 Frederick Road in Catonsville. And I know Andy will probably be there, or should be. Also, Friday, June 29th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Catonsville Public Library. Those of you in Catonsville, then Patapsco State Park, what do you want to do with Bloody Dam? I say blow it up. on the June 30th, next Saturday, a youth fishing event at the JHC Memorial Fishing Tournament at Centennial Lake in Howard County, called Don Thomas at Howard County Rec and Parks. 410-313-4621. 313-4621. If you live in Howard County, want to take your kids fishing next Saturday. Sunday, July 1st, the Canyon Kickoff, sponsored by the Ocean City Marlin Club. And by the way, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, the entries now stand at 703. 703 people are in the contest. Why don't you make it, I don't know, 750 this week? Go out there and catch a citation-sized fish. Go try for Diamond Jim. We hope you catch him, that's for sure. Whew. What do you think? Pretty good show, huh, Pat? Not bad, huh? Not bad. Had some good callers, some good questions. Tried to stump me. They tried. And it's very easy to do. I mean, it's, you know, just especially as tired as I am. Yeah, especially as tired as I am. No question about it. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Thank goodness for the music. This ends misery for me and you and everybody listening. What do you think? Coming up next, Alan Summers with the Garden Club. Hey, Pat, if you want to keep your garden from being stolen and you install a garden club, well, that, I'm just kidding, as you know. All right. I'm going to clock out of my email here now. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, by the way. Information on all the sponsors are at Ellis at Ellis Outdoors or at ellisoutdoors.com. Visit